Hello everyone, I decided to continue my series of lessons called Free SEO Course, which I started a year ago. And just today, a year later, I decided that I would continue this free course, but in a new format. My lesson today is called Facebook SEO, and it's now listed as number 2. I plan to include lessons in this series on SEO topics with sites such as Twitter, Quora, Reddit, Pinterest, SlideShare, Flickr, Instagram, TikTok, and others. So subscribe to my channel and this playlist, and let's get started on Facebook SEO. This video will consist of two parts. The first, which will be a free lesson for YouTube, and second, in my Parasite SEO course. For just $69, you can get access to all private lessons and strategies on Parasite SEO, as well as access to my WhatsApp group and work materials for my course members. I offer a comprehensive course, 5 modules, and access to WhatsApp group, more than 100 SEOs, a list of 80 Parasite platforms, my working management and conversion templates, instruction on how to get approved at researchgate.net. Let's begin. Today I will be talking about Facebook SEO in a free lesson, and Parasite SEO in a private paid one for my group. For many months now, Facebook pages have been actively used by SEOs and monetized through variety of tools to attract audiences to click on affiliate links. Facebook pages, both group pages and brand pages, are ranked in the Google's top today. I will tell you how to properly do SEO for your Facebook page to get to the top. Subscribe to my course to always have access to the private lesson of this and all subsequent video lessons from the free SEO course series. Account registration. So you need to register an account specifically for creating a Parasite. This is not your personal account, but a completely third-party account created for SEO and affiliate marketing. Does Facebook even allow this? You can read at the official website. You can find the links in the description of this video. Facebook is a community where people use their authentic identities. It's against the Facebook community standards to maintain more than one personal account. If you want to represent your business, organization, brand, or product on Facebook, you can use your personal account to create and manage a page. Keep in mind that a personal profile is for non-commercial use and represents an individual person. If you're a public figure, learn about allowing followers. If you have two or more accounts, learn how to move your information into a single account. In fact, from your personal account, you could create a brand page or a group or even several. But I, for example, don't want my personal account, which I use for advertising, for personal communication, to be associated with affiliate marketing in any way. But again, Facebook wants to control you. You know that. And if you try to create more than one account, its system simply will not understand anything. You should know that if you try to open a second Facebook account, although you will obviously want more, in this case, your account may be banned, groups or brand pages. For Parasite SEO using Facebook, you can either use a group or create a brand page. From a business point of view, I would recommend choosing brand pages. I'll tell you why. The brand page will have a separate beautiful URL structure. The brand page can be visually customized as if you are the official brand. People respond better to pages for brands than groups because they can clearly identify them. So if you have decided on this, let's immediately talk about the main thing. Almost 90% of your traffic will be from mobile phones, and since all people have the Facebook app installed, after switching from a Google result, the user will immediately go to the application. This is great because he's familiar with this ecosystem and doesn't need to explain how to learn a page for a brand, watch pictures, videos, and follow links. That's why Facebook Parasite SEO is effective. You know how to work with the audience, they respond to you in kind. How to open a Facebook group and page for a brand. Please read the official instructions for more detailed information about this. In fact, you can always choose from the menu, creating a group or creating a page. It's so simple. Page design. I recommend that you fill out absolutely all fields so that your page is complete for Facebook. Add optimized text to the above page strategies. I will talk about Facebook Paid SEO strategies in my private lesson, which will be available to members of my paid course. I'll just announce them here. First, you act as an expert who evaluates the product and talks about it. Use groups. Second, you act as a user who shares his experience. Use groups. Third, you act as a brand and broadcast on its behalf. Then it is better to choose a page for a brand. SEO and affiliate marketing are connected at all stages. Why we are doing all this? To reach the top with our page or group and further monetize traffic for affiliate sales. And if we already have a ready-made business chain, let's follow its logic. We need to publish content for Google to reach the top and for users to make money from them. Content strategy for SEO. I will tell you about it in detail in a closed lesson for this group, but here I will also give important information. You should create content for your group or page based on the strategy you choose. You will broadcast as an expert or a real buyer of a product. Facebook allows you to use different types of content to fill the page. Text, pictures, videos, links, images. In order for your page to reach the top, you must collect a certain amount of content in the group, and preferably of different types. Videos, text, pictures, and even comments. Prepare and upload at least 20 posts to the group. Make your content plan for filling the group so that it includes an SEO strategy. Using keywords, any ad must be meaningful in text so that Google ranks the content of the page highly enough based on its textual content. In SEO settings, it is recommended to update content for SEO at least once a week so that the page is active. General SEO tips for a Facebook page or group. First, use hashtags in your posts. This way you can be found better, and this way the content of the page is confirmed within Facebook. Second, use keywords in posts and channel descriptions. Third, try to publish at least 300-500 words of text everywhere in each post. Four, likes and comments will not improve your ratings. Five, use the necessary keywords in the group name. Six, add a keyword to the page address. 7. If you are targeting your business to a specific country, create your page with that country in mind. 8. Optimize the page for those keywords for which there is less competition on the platform itself. This could be does it work, results, how to buy, and so on. There is no point in creating that 100th page on the topic product review. 9. Analyze successful competitor pages. When were they opened? How many posts are in the group? How often do they publish content? How do they work with keywords? So what type of content is being added? 10. You can also use Facebook's insights tool to compare your page's performance to that of our competitors. Keyword selection. You should use an SEO service like Semrush, Ubersuggest, Ahrefs, Moz. Find the keywords you want your page to rank for. The following keywords can be used. For example, you can use keywords in the name of your Facebook page, your vanity URL, your profile picture and cover picture, your about section, the captions of your pictures and videos, the tags of your pictures and videos, the comments of your posts. When filling out your about section, be sure to include a brief description of your business. Use keywords throughout the description. List any relevant awards or recognitions. Add links to your website and other social media profiles. How to index your Facebook page. So indexing your new page or group will not happen by itself. Google won't know anything about your Facebook page unless it finds it through links within the web. There is no need to wait for a miracle. The easiest way to get indexed is to add a link to a group or page to your website. Available on all pages, if it's in the index, Google will easily find your link and index your profile Facebook has no problems with indexing. If you want to speed up the process, put links on parasites like Bark, About Us, put a link to the group in other parts within Facebook or in other social networks like X, LinkedIn, frequently asked questions about a Facebook SEO. Can Facebook ban you for excessive SEO? If you do not publish prohibited content, no, you will not be banned. Just be smart and don't use keyword stuffing. What if my page doesn't reach the top? If your page stubbornly doesn't want to reach the Google top or other pages are displayed instead of you, you need to change your SEO strategy. For example, use other keywords in the global page settings or expand its content and work more actively with the desired set of keywords. Is it possible to improve the position of my page in search results? Yes, add expert tags content with keywords, increase engagement in group through proper management and content plan. Likes, comments, shares. Can increasing the likes, comments, and number of subscribers improve my SEO performance? In fact, increasing all engagement indicators doesn't matter for SEO. What if my page doesn't reach to the top? Optimize, add more different content, keywords, add more videos, make more descriptions. Do I need to continually add content to my group? Since you're not promoting the group on the social network itself, you don't need to be constantly active. SEO is all about the quality and volume of content for indexing and ranking monetization. If this is a group for clients who have used the product, you need user pictures, real experience, videos, a content plan with thoughtful management of the group to engage the audiences. All this encourages formalization with the content and its indicators on audience reactions, which Google takes into account. And of course, call to action. It is better to use links via short link for tracking. Look at some examples on how and where to post affiliate links to get clicks and sales. If there is more than one page, don't give up. Yours can replace the current one in search results. You will learn more about this in my course, Strategy for Working with a Group as an Expert. As a rule, an expert reviews different products or services and talk about their advantages and disadvantages and compares them. This is ideal for creating multiple pages and competing for rankings for comparative keywords or individual products. You can use any pictures of products and give them your rating. A Facebook group managed by a product customer. It works great if you have the product in hand and can take a picture with it to show that you are a real customer. It's also ideal for product introduction videos in the end. So working with Facebook groups should be designed based on your strategy that needs to be prepared. You need content, text, graphics, video. Without it, you won't be able to sell successfully. That's why working with Facebook needs to be very realistic. People must trust your content and they are very reluctant to do this. Facebook today is quite loyal to this kind of SEO. You can be on the platform for years. My private video on Facebook Parasite SEO is already uploaded to my course. So go ahead and join the course to learn more about Facebook Parasite SEO. The price of the course is only $69 with a discount code. You can get it when you subscribe to my free masterclass on Parasite SEO. I hope this was useful to you. Please like this video, and in the next video, I will talk about the strategy for working with Quora.